The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You know, you've had problems, right? You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to beat it and get it back to where it needs to be. Well, guess what? Didn't work the right way. Here's the opportunity. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's go through your stuff today. Let's see what we can figure out. It's a wet, kind of gloomy day. The temperature dropped, and it's like, oh, my God, what happened to that sunshine that we've had for the last few days? It's been beautiful outside. And it's a little, you know, kind of not so good. Well, you know, let's put some sunshine on it for you. And actually, we're actually going to talk about sunshine and why you need to get your butt outside and get exposed. We've talked about vitamin D, and we'll touch upon it a little bit, but what I want you to know about getting vitamin D or getting a good sunlight exposure in our latitude, in this area of the world, is that, you know, even if you were outside nude, somewhere between, you know, kind of the middle of September to the first part of right now, you don't get much because the angle of the sun isn't strong enough to stimulate the melanocytes in your skin to produce what it is that you need. So we got people running off and they're going to sun tanning booths and they're going all over the place, and there's some danger with that. But what I want you to know is that the sun is your friend, and you really want to get as much of it as you possibly can, at least 20 to 30 minutes every day, without having any sunblock on you, without having any, you know, any soap film on your body, because that blocks the receptors within your skin. Why is it important? Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. You know, you need to embrace the sun, and we're going to talk about that very specifically, because I want you to know that the fear of getting skin cancer, melatonin, you know, is your friend, and it actually helps protect you. But both ultraviolet A, the UVA rays, and the near infrared light spectrum, it dramatically increases the production of something called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide causes increased vasodilation, meaning increase of your blood supply, and increased oxygen transport. Sunlight also boosts different cytochrome oxidases. These are things that allow your cells of your body to increase their capacity and to be able to do the work that they were meant to do. That increases serotonin, your feel-good juice. You know, any of the brain-derived neurotransmitters, they're important because they're stimulated by sunlight production. We were not meant to be cave dwellers. And so many of us go to work in the morning, and it's dark outside, and we come home at night, and it's dark outside. And in between, we never do anything to modify that lifestyle. So whether, you know, all these things are produced even in the wintertime when the sunlight is too weak, but not at the levels that we really need them, and particularly when we don't get outside. You know, so those of you who are skiers, those of you who like to go outside, now obviously they say, well, it's springtime. Well, how many of you actually get outside in the springtime? Your body's designed to benefit from sun exposure. If you're diabetic or if you have heart disease, it may be a result of, you know, the fact that you're not getting enough sunlight, believe it or not. Yeah, that's right. If you're not getting enough sunlight, you may dramatically increase your risk of diabetes and of heart disease and vascular plaquing and so forth. Sunlight dramatically lowers the risk for a lot of conditions, including things like multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis because of the vitamin D relationship, and several types of cancers. And here's the piece that most people don't think, and they think it's opposite. It dramatically decreases your risk for melanoma. And that's the one that everybody's afraid of because that's the one that can kill you. But if you get sunlight, it drops that risk level, not increases the risk. So going outside and getting sunlight doesn't increase your risk of that ugly melanoma. for every death caused by diseases related to excessive sunlight exposure, the deadliest skin cancers and so forth, there are 328 deaths caused by diseases of sunlight deprivation. So that's one cancer, 328 different types of deaths that are saved if you're getting some sunlight. So where's the risk benefit ratio? I don't know about you, but getting outside makes a whole lot of sense to me. So every skin cancer death in Northern Europe, for example, between 60 and 100 people die from stroke and heart disease related to hypertension. Think of the odds. Do you want that sunlight to protect you, or are you afraid of that rare situation that might occur? And by the way, that's how all the sunblock marketing companies prey upon you, is that they put you in a pattern of fear. So you go out and buy the product. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do to help yourself outside of traditional sunblock. You have to look at your diet. You got to make sure your vitamin D level's up. Coconut oil. Think about where coconut trees came from. They came from areas where there's a tremendous amount of direct sunlight almost all year round. So nature, by its wisdom, created an environment that could protect people. And coconut and coconut oil are one of those things that you really need to make available in your diet. There's a guy by the name of Mark Sorensen. You know, he had a doctorate in education. He's the founder of the Sunlight Institute. Kind of an interesting name, right? Well, he wrote an excellent book, Embrace the Sun. And he reveals why sunlight is the foundation for optimal health and longevity. People who live in sunlight areas, who know how to modify and eat properly and so forth, live longer. Vitamin D supplements are clearly important, and they have their place. But guess what? You can't get all the benefits just from taking vitamin D, just because you're swallowing a pill. You've got to get outside. Many of the benefits, you know, of sunlight, as we talked about and we touched upon a minute ago, have to do with decreasing your risk of a lot of different things, but dramatically increasing your risk of nitric oxide. I have patients that, you know, go away in the wintertime. They go down to Florida. They go down to Arizona. They go areas that are warm, and some of them are, you know, really lovely areas, but they get outside and they're playing tennis or golf. They're walking on the beach or whatever. And they have problems up here that are associated with decreased nitric oxide transport, mental capacities, even libido capacities, erectile dysfunction capacity. And they come back and they say that they didn't have a problem with it on there. They found that they were more alert. Their energy was better. They could do more. They functioned better. You know, things were clicking the way they were supposed to. So when you understand the benefits across the board of of sunlight, and we're not getting it, we're not getting it outside, we're sitting inside, we're on our devices, we're on our computers, we don't go out, you know, we hire somebody else to mow the lawn or find a way not to have to do it at all, we're dramatically increasing our risk of all kinds of things that we don't want to deal with. So when we get out of the sun, the research is incredible, and it's very pointed. It's very specific. The risk of heart disease and risk of myocardial infarction drop dramatically in the summertime and go up dramatically in the wintertime. More people have problems with heart attack and heart dysfunction in the winter than they do in the summertime. Kind of strange, right? But that's the way it happens. And you see people dying of certain disease processes at certain times of the year. That's one of them. And, you know, and they're going to die based on actual rhythms of the body, at certain times of the day. So all of this has a balancing act, and we have to make sure that we're aware of the balancing act. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd like to talk to you today. Go over anything that you'd like to touch upon. I actually got a lot of things I want to talk to you about today. But, you know, you can produce about 20,000 units of vitamin D in about 20 minutes of ideal unobstructed sun. But you got to have exposure on both sides of your body. So it's like, get into a swimsuit, take your shirt off, get outside. But that's the deal. So, you know, we're giving patients 5,000, 10,000 units of vitamin D every day. And if you don't have any sunblock on, if you don't have any soap on your skin and so forth, you can get outside just for a little bit of time. you can modify that, you know, providing obviously there's some codicils there that, you know, your body can utilize what it's being exposed to. Go back to about 2013. For every skin cancer death in Europe, between 60 and 100 people died from stroke or heart disease that was related to hypertension, high blood pressure. Knowing your risk of dying from heart disease or stroke is about 80 times greater on average than from skin cancer, should you really begin to kind of put this in perspective? So avoiding sun is not the good thing. It's not good for you unless you happen to be one of those rare birds that you're allergic to sun, and that's a whole different story. And there's ways of moving around that little bend in the road as well. You know, I've always wondered why there was such an avid aversion to sun. I always have felt great. I look forward to going away. I love to scuba dive. I'd love to, you know, just sit and read, you know, on the beach under an umbrella. I don't get direct exposure, but then I walk a little bit and come back. But, you know, until I read a book by a guy by the name of Sorensen, right, this Embracing the Sun. And, you know, he says, the powers of darkness, I'm going to quote from the book, it's kind of interesting, as he says, as I call them, are very highly invested in the sunscreen industry. That's what I said to you a minute ago. About 70% of the funding comes from the sunscreen industry. Of course, with the Dermatological Society, they back those who produce sunscreen products. Kind of interesting, right? There's always a monetary something, something. You have to look. Remember, I've told you, when you see something out there and you hear something, ask three questions. Who wrote it? What do you have to gain by it? And who stroke the check? When you can answer those things, you really come up with some very different answers. Let's talk about the different type of cancers, melanoma, non-melanoma type of cancers of the skin. 75% of all melanoma occurs on areas of the body that never see the sun. So if you're getting melanoma in a place that was never exposed to the sun, why are you getting melanoma? You know, I had a spot on my big toe on my left foot, and my wife, Sue, was losing her mind. I ignored it, and she said, you know, that's one of the primary indicators of melanoma. You've got to go get it checked out. I said, Sue, I don't have a problem. So obviously wives win, and I went down to a dermatologist who I know and respect, and, you know, he took a look at the foot and the body and the rest of me, and he starts laughing at me. He says, you don't have any melanoma. You don't have any skin cancers on you. I said, thank you. Can I have that in writing, please? You know, I had to take it home to the teacher, right? But the point of it was, is that, you know, the risk level was very, in her mind, very specific because of where it was and what it looked like. And if you looked in the textbook there, you know, it got your attention, but that's not what it was. And today the nail grew out and it's gone. But, you know, here's interesting information. If you go back where they started really presenting information back in the early 1900s, one in 1500 people contracted melanoma. And, you know, in 2002, 2003, that rate was 1 in 50. So what's happening? You know, is there a reason for that? Well, I'm going to leave you with that thought, and we're going to touch about that a little bit. We're going to talk about regenerative medicine a little bit today. I'm going to talk about a few other things. I'm going to really want to get into some niches with you. But in the meantime, call me, 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff and what we can do about it, point you in the direction that you need to go to turn your life around. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio on this kind of chilly compared to what we've had, rainy Washington day. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Give me a call. Let's get into your stuff and see if we can make a difference in your health and your life. Talking a little bit about sunlight and vitamin D and mentioning that, you know, sunlight is a good for you thing. We're talking offline here a little bit, and the research shows that your body gets it immediately, right? And as soon as you get sunlight at the level where your skin begins to turn pink, your body will stop producing vitamin D. It's telling you enough is enough. Get out of the sun. You've done everything you need to do. Now, beyond that, you start doing some damage to your skin, but your body needs that little pinkness. You're done and get out. You know, tanning beds have been much maligned, dramatically increases bone strength. It dramatically increases vitamin D levels. It reduces the risk of psoriasis and eczema and does many other things, but they never give credit for it. But you got to be really careful with that as well. You can't take it to a place where you overdo it. You just want that little exposure, that pinkness, and get out. You know, I was thinking about a new study on Parkinson's disease and a couple other neurodegenerative processes that were talked about in the same study, and showed that people who are out in the sun, bright sun, every day, regularly, have about a 1 in 50th the risk of getting Parkinson's and other degenerative diseases. That's significant. Much of what we experience today is lifestyle, meaning we are cave rats. We sit inside, and you can then compare that to what we eat. You know, so, you know, make sure you do not get sunburned, but that you can do that on your own. Don't be foolish at, you know, 11 to 12 to 1 o'clock in the middle of the day. Get yourself out in the middle of the sun and say, I think I'll sit here for 2 hours, because you're going to get burnt. And that's not what you're trying to do. You want to get exposure earlier in the day in the summertime and later in the day in the summertime. And make sure that, you know, you protect your skin and put, you know, things, good omega fatty acids on them and so forth. An interesting piece of research that shows that people who use sunscreen have anywhere from 3 to 6 times the risk of sunburn. So if you're actually using a sunscreen, you're going to increase it, right? So there's all kinds of studies out there, and I'm, you know, I'm quoting a lot of things that are there. It's kind of interesting. Let's go to the phones for a second. Marianne, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Well, I've been diagnosed with small cell lymphoma. And my doctor wants me to do chemo. And I have read your book. I listen to you all the time. And I think that if I do the things that you say to do, it would be better than doing chemo.
Well, you know, Marianne, I can't advise you because obviously you're not my patient, but I can give you some direction.
That's what I want.
So I would make all kinds of phone calls and get other recommendations based on this. If you want to go out of the country, there's BioCare hospitals in Mexico, have a tremendous reputation. And when it comes to cancer, pick up the phone, call them. It's very easily found. It's Bio, B-I-O, Care, C-A-R-E, BioCare Hospitals. You find it very easily. Call them up. Call up, you know, Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia. Ask their opinion. Call the Mayo Clinic. Ask their opinion. And begin to put the pieces together. Anything that you do to protect your health, just remember, any kind of cancer, doesn't make any difference what it is, cannot live in an alkaline environment. So, you know, you need to deal with a nutritionist, either someone in our office. We have a great team with Sue and Eva and Mary Jane. They know their stuff when it comes to alkalinity, can support you that way. Bringing up your energetic platforms can be supportive. Certain nutritional patterns, vitamin D is going to be extremely important since we're talking about it. But again, you need to get as much data as you possibly can if we can help you in any way. But I would make those calls just to begin with, start accumulating information. And if we can support your health and wellness, we're happy to do that. Send me a note and I'll get back to you, or just call the office, talk to one of our guys and tell them to, you know, give me the information and I'll get back to you even more so.
Okay. Can I ask one other question?
Real quick. I got a minute.
She wants me to do a PET scan. I've done two. They're putting radium in your body, and I think it would be better not to do it.
Well, again, this is something that you and your doctor have to decide. If it was my body, it would be quizzical whether I would do it or not. It would have to be really, really important relative to treatment outcome for me to even begin to, you know, move in that direction. So I would be careful and, again, get that other information. But make that so you can get an opposite look. Call BioCare and ask them those questions. And, Marion, I think that will be useful. Again, get a hold of me offline. I'm more than happy to give you a little bit more data. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're coming up to the halfway point of the program. We're here at 888-630-9625. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things today. I'd love to talk about your things. It's important that you have the data, the information, to be able to take control of your health, because your health is a do-it-yourself program. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio on this kind of misty Washington day. Kind of, you know, enjoy the day, though. Have some fun. You can't get any vitamin D outside today, but nevertheless, you know, go take a supplement. No, as long as you need it. Listen, you know, we're talking about some really important things. We're going to jump across the board a little bit. Before we do, I want to add a little bit to our last caller who had a small cell lymphoma and simply let her know that, you know, small cell lymphoma, treated or not treated, in many cases, you can live decades. We're not talking about quality, but you can limp along for a long time. But there's a lot of things that you can do to make life easier on yourself. But it's one of those things that you want to, you know, make sure that you put everything in its proper order. But it's a basically a non-Hodgkin's type of condition, which we had a little bit more time to talk. From the traditional medical literature, they're telling you, well, it's not really curable. In our experience, clinically, anecdotally, we've seen a lot of things turn around, and when it's supported properly, your body's an amazing machine and it can do all kinds of things if it's given the opportunity. Let's go to the phones. Christine, thank you for calling.
Good day. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, I'm kind of like an asthma type thing, cold in my chest or my lungs type thing. What should I be eating? What should I take to get rid of this phlegm in my throat?
Well, it's, you know, again, there's a lot of things that you can do, but I don't know a lot about you. How long have you had asthma?
Oh, about 2 years. It wouldn't turn me away. I just had a little flare-up or something just yesterday.
Okay, well, if it's truly an asthmatic condition, you know, you look at it a little differently. It could be an allergy reaction. Right now, particularly in the Washington metropolitan area, you're seeing a huge amount of all types of pollens and irritants and molds and spores and so forth hit dramatically quickly because of the hot weather we've had this last week. And people are coming down with things that they can't. See, what happens with an allergic reaction, it can predispose you to other things as well. So if you took things like echinacea or quercetin, they're easy. They're not going to hurt you. You increase your vitamin C level to maybe 1,000 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. There's really no side effect to that. Might loosen your bowel just a little bit if you're hypersensitive to it. If you are sensitive to any of the pollens around here, if you get a little bit of the bee pollen that's produced in this area, but you're going to start with just a little bit, and I'm talking about 2 or 3 little grains of it, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, and then build yourself up over about 6 to 8 weeks to where you're taking maybe a half a teaspoon 2 to 3 times a day. That begins to support your immune system and make it better. But in the short term, with the problem that you have right now, you can, if any of the stores have Chinese herbal patches that will increase the heat to your chest, it won't hurt you, but it may make life a whole lot easier. You want to use as much anti-inflammatory things as possible. Again, the quercetin and echinacea and even turmeric will help decreasing the inflammation. You could be using omega fatty acids. I don't know your particular case, so it's very difficult to direct you, but I would try those things. Get yourself a cup of hot ginger tea and sip on that and see if that helps you. And you could add a little bit of raw local honey, just a little bit. And what I'm talking about is maybe a half of a teaspoon into that hot ginger tea and sip on that and see if that doesn't open your chest. If you're allergic to it, you're going to kind of feel much more stuffy very quickly, and you'll know that. But it's the odds are against that. It's a good nutritional food product that, if you combine them, can do very well. If you have any kind, as long as we're on the subject of asthma, if you have any kind of exercise-induced asthma, when I talk about exercise, I'm just talking about walking. It can be a problem with your fight-flight system, your adrenal system, and a specific substance called choline. And when you add choline at a low dosage, maybe 2 to 3 times a day, that exercise-induced asthma becomes significantly better. But you have to look at dietary patterns. Anybody that's suffering from respiratory anything this time of the year needs to get rid of any dairy products. Dairy is inflammatory. Get rid of the orange juice. You know, orange juice is mucus-producing. Anything that you know plugs you up. You may be sensitive to grain products. Getting rid of grain for a short period of time can make a very, very significant impact on how your breathing pattern is. Why? We were talking about this a minute ago as well. Your lungs are a reflection often of your large intestine. And if the large intestine is irritated, then the lungs are going to be irritated or more predisposed or more susceptible to other things. So you got to clean the gut up to fix the lungs. It's kind of an interesting situation. You know, we said earlier that people who are smokers often do not get any, don't get lung cancer or any kind of respiratory problem, but they end up with colon cancer, and vice versa. People who've never smoked but have bad dietary patterns often end up with lung cancer. That's the yin-yang in Asian medicine. Anyway, Christine, I hope that helps you. I hope it makes a difference. If we can add to that, please let us know. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in your mind and see what we can do. We, you know, we're hitting on some topics that affect all of us, and we don't realize how easy it is sometimes to turn our lives around, but you have to take the responsibility of applying the information properly and moving forward with it. There's an organization called the Allison Regenerative Medical Group, and Dr. David Allison is one of these guys who's been practicing regenerative medicine for probably the better part of the last 11 years. He was a professor of medicine at one of the top medical schools and then went into regenerative procedures. And many of you know that the Rozelle Center for Healing is introducing regenerative medicine. We're doing that probably within the next probably a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. And, you know, I want you to just go onto our website, rozellecare.com, and look, you know, for when we have our first presentation. It'll be informative. We'll be letting you know all about it. We'll be telling you what to be doing. But the point we're bringing up is we'll be utilizing our doctors, our physicians who will be utilizing regenerative procedures in our practice, will be using the Allison Regenerative Protocols. And they are tied into predictive laboratories, Predictive Biologics, which is a subdivision of Predictive Technologies. They're a publicly traded company, and they've opened themselves to FDA scrutiny repetitively without any hand-slapping. They are a leader in the industry. So we're trying to put this together to make it right for you. We're trying to make sure that you have an opportunity to add a piece, perhaps, to avoid surgical considerations that you've been told that are unavoidable, they're going to happen, and we've got it together to a place where these doctors are know what they're doing. They've had experience. They've had a lot of background in allographic human cell restoration. And, you know, in today's world, it's kind of interesting stuff out there. You know, people ask the question, where does the stem cell come from? Where do these allographic human cells come from? Well, it is not from aborted fetal tissue. Where they get it from is at the time of a healthy delivery of a child. Prior to that, a contract is written with the mother and the father, and there's a fee that's paid, and Predictive Biologics harvests the placenta, and they harvest the cord. So it's a safe procedure, and the regenerative medicine techniques and human cell tissue products, there are things like Wharton's jelly and, you know, so forth, and they increase the patient's quality of life, and it can be tremendously life-turning around. There's so much that is coming down the pike fast. There was a book that got me turned on to all this a few years ago, and it was A Crack in Creation, and it was about genetic editing. But this is just the beginning of what you're going to see over the next 10 to 15 years. But you're going to hear the terms allographic tissue and so forth, and you've got to be able to know what these things mean. You have to know to be able to distinguish what's platelet-rich plasma or PRP. You need to understand what those procedures are and how they work and so forth. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you that information. It's our job to educate you. That's why we do the program. That's why we do Dr. Tom Rozell Live every Sunday, is to give you as much information as possible so you can make the right choice and make changes in your life. So you can, you know, have a life that you were designed and destined to do. So pay attention, RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare, RozellCare.com. You'll start seeing things posted within this next week, probably towards the end of the week. And in addition to that, you can go on Facebook and go to Dr. Tom Rozell on Facebook. And I'm constantly posting things on this. And my job, again, is to educate you so you can make your choices, your decisions, with enough intellectual background that you can have certainty relative to what it is that you're deciding and moving forward with. 888-630-9625. So we'll be talking a lot more about regenerative procedures as the weeks and months go on, and hopefully be able to offer a lot of different things for you. I'm going to a conference in Chicago in June, and they're going to be talking about a lot of different things that it's actually life-changing. There's not only the allographic stem cell procedures that are being talked about, there's something coming up called exosome. And exosome is another piece that, once it's introduced in the marketplace, right now it's going through FDA scrutiny, and once it's released, which is anticipated in July, it's going to be able to turn all types of tissues around from the genetic level on up. So it's got my attention, and as I get more information, I will share it with you. We'll post it. We'll teach about it. I just came back from the United Virginia Chiropractic Association convention in Richmond. I did a four-hour program that I taught on Friday afternoon. And a lot of these guys are really cutting edge. They're getting it. They're moving forward into different directions. The program that I taught was an introductory program in applied kinesiology, which many of you know is our specialty in our practice. And, you know, you really need to understand how things begin to unfold and why things happen. You know, the end stage of using stem cell or allographic techniques is because people failed to take care of themselves over time. And the inflammatory levels got too high in the joint spaces. Muscles became unbalanced. Gait patterns were off. The body was not communicating as it should. And so now you're getting rub and degeneration. And, you know, why one hip and not the other? Why one knee and not the other? Why one shoulder and not the other? Why not all of them at the same time? You have to understand that if the situation presents itself properly, meaning that your body's inflamed, your muscles are not balanced, you're not eating the things that you should, you're stressed out like crazy, your energetics are down, you don't get outside, you don't get enough vitamin D, then the weakest link is the one that's going to present itself first. And that weakest link could be the shoulder, could be the hip, could be the knee, could be your spine, it could be degeneration within the cell tissues themselves. So you have to take a look at yourself. You know, what is it that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing? Why is somebody your age soaring and feeling good and out playing tennis, and you're sitting there watching the tube and flicking the remote, and it hurts to do that? Why is that? And the better question is, what can you do to reverse that? Just remember, at the Rozell Center for Healing, we have ongoing in-house continuing education programs. We do them for you. We try to present as much data as we possibly can to help you. Let's go to the phones. Andrew, how can I help you?
Well, doctor, thank you. I have sleep apnea, and I'm 63. I'm looking back, I think I've had it most of my life. I got married, and it messed with my mood so much, it ended in divorce. And It's very difficult to deal with, because some days I get out and some days I can't function.
Okay, so let's talk about it a little bit, because we're going to be short on time and I want to make sure that I direct you a little bit. So sleep apneic problems basically is the cessation of breathing. So you're dropping your oxygen level, and it's going to affect all of your tissues in your body and your heart and brain function and so forth. Then you're going to feel like hell. You're not going to feel, you know, like you should and able to do that. So, you know, you've already told me that you've got some neurological pieces. Why do I say that? Because the posterior portion of your throat and the soft tissues of your throat are innervated by nerves that come from your neck and nerves that come from your brain. There's nerves that call the glossopharyngeal nerve, which is a cranial nerve, that innervates those posterior elements. And what happens if that nerve's not firing, or the upper nerves, cervical 1 and 2, aren't firing properly, then those tissues become flaccid. They become soft. And so when you're in a position where you're lying down, there's nothing to keep them taut anymore, so you block the airway. So there's things that can be done. First, you have to find out if it's a structural piece. If it's, you know, there's a misalignment in our business, we call it a spinal subluxation, off-centering of the vertebrae or off-centering of the skull bones. In osteopathy, they call it a spinal lesion. And if that's there, or if it's an energetic problem, or if it's an allergy-related problem where the tissue has been irritated because of foods and so forth. So you have to look at those, but there's lots that can be done with sleep apnea. In a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, Dr. Michael Chung will be a guest on the program, and we're going to be talking a lot more about how to treat sleep apnea conditions in a conservative way. But in our experience, there's a lot that can be done, Andrew. There's a lot that can be done to turn it around. You have to look at everything from weight, how you sleep, your exposures, what you're doing during the day, what you're not doing during the day. It's not just a straightforward situation, but I can tell you it can be helped. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you out west and every place else that you listen to us from, you know the drill and you know how to find us. And again, we want to thank our servicemen and women for listening in. And how you get to us again is kind of mind-boggling, but we appreciate that you're reaching out, and we hope that we can touch you and help you a fraction of what it is that you're doing for us. 888-630-9625 is how you find us here. And when we're not here, go to RozelleCare.com and check us out on Facebook. You can do either the office site, RozelleCare.com, or you can go to Dr. Tom Rozelle, and or Tom Rozelle, I think, or Russell Tom Rozelle, or R. Thomas Rozelle. But anyway, you'll find me. It's there somewhere. You'll get it. And seriously, I post all kinds of things on an ongoing basis, and see if you can keep up and use the information as best you can. And if we can help you in any way, just reach out and ask for one of our guys to call you, and they will. They'll do the best they can to get back to you as quickly as possible, generally faster than I will. So at least you'll have that insight. Let's go to the phones very quickly. John, thank you for hanging in there. How can I help you?
Hey, Dr. Rozelle, big fan, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Come to some of your Wednesday night seminars. I just wanted to chime in on what you were saying about allergies. I cured myself of, I guess we'll call it hay fever, and I had what we used to call suicidal hay fever 40 years ago, and I began taking, I got on a good herbal cleansing program and a multivitamin supplementation program, natural vitamins, and then began using herbs that were specifically for respiratory-related issues, and alfalfa tablet, echinacea, local wildflower honey.
You know, there's an interesting thing, John. With alfalfa, you got to be really careful. Some people can handle it, and it works beautifully for them, and some people can become very allergic to it. Or are allergic to it immediately. So you have to be really, really careful with some of these things. You hit around the right thing for yourself, but you know, there's all kinds of things when it comes to allergy reactions. You want to upregulate the adrenal. You can use Dong Quai. It's an Angelica sinensis, herb that, you know, really does a nice job. Eyebright, it reduces inflammation and congestion within the eyes. So it depends on the person and where it's coming from. And, you know, when you talk about hay fever, it's the same thing as it's the same reaction as far as the organ systems in the body as the springtime allergen patterns as well. They just one's in the fall and one's in the spring.
The thing about it, though, is that people all around me are complaining about pollen. I'm going, pollen? What pollen? I haven't sneezed yet. I don't have any itchy eyes or nope. It's been permanently cured for the last 40 years.
Perfect.
And just it's astounding what nutrition will do.
Oh, there's so much, you know, and that's the whole thing. There's so much that can be done. And it, most of everything that happens to us is lifestyle. And the correction, as I wrote in my book, and I think it's been out now 5 or 6 years, is, you know, Ageless Health, health is a do-it-yourself program. So it's important that we get as much data as we possibly can. John, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call. We're coming up to that part of the program. I got to wrap up. But in any kind of allergic or hay fever type of condition, you know, if it's a local problem and you don't have any problems except for you're here, you can actually start out any time of the year and get the local honey, but make sure it's raw and start eating a little bit of it. As I said earlier in the program, using local bee pollen and starting using a little bit of, you know, there's many different applications of that, and it just depends on what it is that you're trying to do. But always getting your omega fatty acids up nice and high. You got to modify the dietary patterns. You know, you need to stay away from anything that is chlorinated. Any fluorides and chlorines, and they can cause very significant impact on allergic reactions because they affect the membranes of the body. So if you have any kind of environmental stuff and you're exposed to any kind of fluorides and chlorines, it means that you're drinking waters that have not been filtered, you get into swimming pools and, you know, you're letting that stuff, you haven't detoxed properly, it can make a major, major irritation and subsequent process problem for you. We're coming up to that part of the program where I have to say I'll see you next week. Don't forget, I love you all. Bye.